And a fine good evening to you all for the best place in the region for rock and roll. It's the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg. Hello there, John.
How are you doing there, Eric?
Fine. How's your holiday season treating you?
It's coming together pretty well.
Well, we should wish everybody a Merry Christmas again.
Yeah, and a Happy New Year.
Because once again, it's coming up.
Yeah, a little bit quicker than what I thought. I
mean, well, you know, everything comes quicker at our age.
Jeez, I guess.
I'm telling you. We're going to be doing something a little bit different. The other night I was watching PBS and they had a show live from the Ryman, which is the auditorium in Nashville where all the country people are. So I thought, why don't we do a country show? Now, I'm not going to do like George Jones or Patsy Cline.
Narvel Feltz or...
No. we're not going back that far.
Conway Twitty, yeah.
We call this avant country, which is a little bit more up to date. We're doing it by regions also. So, you know, last week you were talking about being in Denver. So we're gonna start off the show with a band from Boulder.
Oh, wow.
And then we're going to hear from somebody who's from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. If you can guess who that might be.
I think I could guess that one.
I think you could
probably. The Boulder one I didn't know.
Yeah. Hmm. Hot Rise right here on Siouxland Public Media. Here's Radio Boogie. Sorry about that, folks. Get to it now.
Well, I got me a hat and an old guitar, and I made it up payment on a second-hand car. Got me a job on the radio, saving up money for a fiddle and a boat to do the radio boogie. All over the dial, with the sun and cake and the red-eyed lick, and it's Tennessee style. Grind it in the barn.
Do the radio boogie.
All over the dial. With a solid kick and a red-eyed lick. It is Tennessee style. By the radio,
we'll do the radio boogie.
All over the dial, sonic kick and red-eyed lick, it's Tennessee
We do the radio boogie
all over the dial with a solid kick and a red-eyed lick. It's Tennessee style.
The radio boogie
all over the dial with a solid kick and a red-eyed lick. It's Tennessee style. Again.
K.D. Lang and the Reclines. This goes back a ways.
I always liked her.
She's got an amazing voice.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about this record is she plays with this band. I think she did a couple albums with this band, and it's kind of like, it's, you know, it's fun. It's fun to listen to. It's nice.
Yeah.
She also does some Torch stuff, you know, Torch song. If we got time later, we're going to play another cut from her.
It's got to be hot if it's a Torch song.
Oh, well, it's called, I don't know how. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah. I'll let
but
that
she
fly.
She got to be really pretty popular.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. She was. I think still she is. Still, I mean, still is. Yeah. Absolutely still is. Here's a guy who's pretty popular from the West Coast. We go now to country out of Bakersfield, California. Yeah. Well, Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, I've been there in Bakersfield.
Yeah, it's not much of a town. It's
kind of Salt Flats.
Huh? Salt Flats. Yeah, it's an oil town, too. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a grungy place. No offense to anybody who ever lived in Bakersfield, including Dwight Yoakam. Here he is with Buck Owens, Streets of Bakersfield, Siouxland Public Media.
Something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you're careless how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. Then I thanked him as I was leaving, and I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Take off your clothes and slip under the sheets. Then I turn and kick the boots off my feet. Hey, I pull your clothes without a word, cause there's no need to speak. Girl, beauty like yours is hard to beat. But I'll be gone in the morning I'll be gone. Cause I'm not one for hanging on. Hey, please don't think you done something wrong. In the morning when you wake, find me gone.
Hey, you're listening to country music today on the B-Sides with Bolden and Blumberg. That was Dwight Yoakam from the town of Bakersfield. I'll Be Gone. That's from an album called A Town South of Bakersfield, Volume 1. I think there's three volumes. And before that, we heard from Dwight and Buck Owens, also from Bakersfield. That's where that sound comes from. Now, you had mentioned
We're sure plugging Bakersfield quite a bit, aren't we?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe people out there are listening.
I hope so.
Yeah, whether you're on the streets of or just sitting at home on the couch.
Driving through Bakersfield.
Hey, listen. You can always listen to Siouxland Public Media. It's real simple. It's real simple. Hey, you were mentioning something during the song before that the radio boogie, that thing was done out of
Boulder. High Rise.
Hot Rise. Was done out of Boulder Auditorium. And that's
where it was a Boulder Theater. It was right downtown Boulder. And it was about 800-seater. And we did a Tommy Bowen tribute there last year. As opposed to this year when we did it, it was a induction into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Colorado Hall of Fame. So there was a, that was like an 800-seater, and the place we just played was 4,000. But, you know, there's five bands at this one in Denver.
Uh-huh.
But a beautiful theater downtown.
I hope they do something with that. Maybe they'll make a CD of it or something.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be cool.
I don't see why they wouldn't. Hey, we got some more CDs, by the way. We're now going south. We're going down to Austin. And we're going to hear from, well, we've heard this band before when we did some Texas rock and blues. But we're going to hear them again. Here's Asleep at the Wheel with Ray Benson. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette right here on Siouxland Public Media.
I'm a feller with a heart of gold and the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, that guy that invented the cigarette, well, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon that they hinder your health. You know, I've been smoking all of my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff.
And if you puff yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait. But you gotta have another cigarette. Game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was a-doing me right. You know those kings and queens, they just kept on a-coming round. And I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying that money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. And we finally called and then he didn't raise the bet. I said, ace is full, pal, how about you? He said, I'll tell you in a minute or two, but right now I gotta have a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff.
And if you puff yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait, but you gotta have another cigarette. With the cutest little gal in all the states, a hybrid uptown fancy little dame. Now she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just like they ought to be. So hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was a going real nice. So help me hat, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, Ray, excuse me please, but I just gotta have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff.
And if you puff yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait. But But you gotta have another cigarette. You gotta have another cigarette. Which was the
best? Tail lights flickered as you pulled into the truck stop.
Truck Stop Girl, that's Kelly Willis, right here on Siouxland Public Media. Hey, I just noticed you got purple in your hair. What's that all about?
Well, I had
a
little bit left over from Halloween, and I see it on the sink when I'm doing hairspray, and I thought, a little dab will do me.
Well, everybody,
if this time.
Hey. Hey, if you had a TV, it would be wonderful to see, but you're just going to have to take my word for it. He's got purple in his hair.
It's pretty bright in here. Maybe I didn't think it would even show up, but...
Well, I'm a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, apparently.
Did you ever listen to country music growing up?
A little bit. My dad was somewhat of a fan, you know. So I got my earlier roots from my father, but he was more Elvis, but, you know, Elvis did some country.
Oh, definitely.
You know.
Country, gospel, blues.
Yeah.
Everything.
So, yes, I did. How about you?
Well, it's funny.
I know when you lived in Austin, you got a dose of all sorts of stuff.
Definitely. But when I was growing up in New York, one of the radio stations was one of the top listened to radio stations. It was country. I used to listen to rock on the radio, but I would make an exception for Hee Haw. When Hee Haw came on, I watched it. I loved Buck Owens.
Yeah.
I loved Roy Clark. I liked the humor. I liked the music. I know it was kind of moronic, but...
I liked the show myself. It was very entertaining.
Helped
and
me.
Different.
Yeah. So that was my
good
introduction.
Players.
Yeah, that was my introduction to country music. And like you said, when I got down to Austin, I got plenty of that, plenty of blues, plenty right. of rock.
They got it all down there.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
That was Kelly Willis. She was originally from Oklahoma in Austin from an album called Rig Rock Deluxe. That's R-I-G Rock Deluxe. We're going to hear more from that set of albums. There's three of them. We're going to hear some more. It's from a record label out of Brooklyn, New York, Fruit of the Tunes.
Really?
Yeah. Diesel Only Records out of Brooklyn.
Diesel.
And yeah, Diesel Only. We're now going over to Alabama, from Texas over to Alabama, to listen to one of my favorites. Great song, great artist, Emmylou Harris, Two More Bottles of Wine. If you're wondering, yeah, this is the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg right here on Siouxland Public Media.
Real George, Jones. I need to hear the thinking song. Reminisce about love gone wrong. I got a real George Jones. My hands are tied and my tongue is too. I can't get used to losing you. It's too late. Change your mind. I need to talk to an old friend of mine. I got a real joke. I need to hear me thinking some simple tale about a man alone. I got a real George Jones. Wash away the pain. Right now I'm drowning in that bitter rain. And it don't change nothing, but it sure helps to know I got a friend on the radio. Real George Jones. I need to hear me a thinking song. Simple tale about a man alone. I got a real George Jones.
I've got a real George Jones.
Some brilliant guitar playing on both of these tracks.
Those were the amazing rhythm aces.
Okay.
Russell Smith and the amazing rhythm aces. Before that, we heard two more bottles of wine from Emmy Lou Harris, who comes from Alabama. And the amazing rhythm aces are from Memphis. If you ever come across any of their stuff, and they've got plenty of it, please. And Russell Smith also had a solo career as vocalist. Excellent voice.
Now, that was Albert Lee with Emmy Lou Harris?
No, that was just Emmy Lou Harris on her own. I don't think he was playing with her.
Is that on the video I watched?
No. This is from an album called Beyond Country.
Oh, okay, all right.
So,
but he did play with her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He was in the Hot Band.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And as a matter of fact, I wanted them to come out here and play for Saturday in the Park. I thought that would be great.
That would be great.
Albert Lee playing first and then Emmy Lou Harris coming off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that would be fantastic. Write your congressman.
I think I know who that is.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we can figure out something along those lines.
We can pull some strings if we can find the strings to pull.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Let's stay in Memphis right now with...
Okay, I've done that.
Second generation country. Cash family. Here's Roseanne Cash Tennessee Flat Top Box. That's Tennessee Flat Top Box. Royalty. Country royalty right there, Roseanne Cash.
That's right.
We're going to hear from some more royalty in just a bit. Roseanne Cash from Memphis. Before that, we heard from the Amazing Rhythm Aces and Russell Smith doing I've Got a Real George Jones. Emmylou Harris with her take on the Delbert McClinton song. Two more bottles of wine right here, Siouxland Public Media. So you thought maybe, all right, Blumberg and Bolin were going to do Avon Country. So we're going to do something really, like, weird.
Okay, I'm ready.
No, we're not.
Oh.
We're just playing country music done by
you
artists.
You never know with you, Eric.
No,
what you going to pull out
no,
of that
I'm,
hat
I'm
of yours?
I'm not pulling anything out of the hat. I've got some royalty right here.
Okay, we'll stay with this... mood we're in.
Yeah, I've got the grandson.
We'll jump around
of
this time.
The master. The grandson of the master right here.
Okay.
That would be Hank Williams. Here's Long Gone Daddy. His grandson, Hank Williams III. Right here on Siouxland Public Media.
Something's wrong. get yourself a man that wants to fight. I'm a leaving now. I'm leaving now. Hey, I'm long gone, daddy. I don't need you anyhow. Shut your mouth until I blow my top. I'm a leaving now. I'm a leaving now. Well, I'm long gone, daddy. I don't need you anyhow. Well, I remember back when you were nice and sweet. Now things have changed. You have a fight to eat. I'm a leaving now. I'm a leaving now. Hey, I'm a long gone, daddy. I don't need you anyhow.
Looks like out the bottle now is where I'm cause my drink a problem left today. Yeah, it looks like off the bottle now is where I'm gonna stay, because my drink a problem left today.
Hank Williams the Third, straight out of Nashville.
He is royalty, but he's done some pretty wild things in his career, music career.
Yes, he had...
to tell us about that.
A punk band.
Right.
I mean, a real hardcore metal punk band.
Exactly.
Which, the music of which I found detestable. I would much rather listen to him doing this.
Yes, yeah.
But I thought that was a very
there for a
clever
while.
Song. About my drinking.
And
you
notice
problem.
How we've been touching on the subjects of smoking and drinking. No way do we encourage that or endorse it. But if you want to write a song about it, go ahead.
Well, a lot of country songs are about, you know, lost my dog.
Right.
Lost my wife.
But it's all good music.
Yeah. I lost something.
Yeah.
Or found something.
Right. So I wish it was that easy to write a song, but.
It's difficult, gosh. Mm-hmm. I used to write poetry, but I could never write a song.
Yeah.
I don't know music anyway. I just know what to listen to. I don't know how to play it.
Oh, yeah, you play harmonica.
Well, that's true.
We've jammed on the stage.
Yeah, but I never learned it, really. It just stuck with me. Well, no, according to me, I just kind of picked it up and I was able to play it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But.
You like it.
I do.
Yeah.
Now, from my neck of the woods come this band called the World Famous Blue Jays. They're from Brooklyn. This is the Rig Rock Jukebox album. There's three of them. Rig Rock Jukebox 1, 2, and then Rig Rock Deluxe. So here's World Famous Blue Jays. They are going to be doing it for Hank right here on the B-Sides with Boland and Blumberg, Siouxland Public Media.
I love you, baby, you know what I like. Come on, honey, won't you? Ken had a man who's got a great big appetite. Sometimes when I'm out on the road, I don't always get a chance to eat right. And sometimes this old traveling man, I can't afford a T-bone steak. So I've made up my mind ahead. Exactly what I'll take. I don't walk right into that diner. I wanna grab myself a seat. Well, I don't have to worry for what I'm gonna eat. Hey, pretty waitress, I've only got $5. I don't need a menu. I have a cheeseburger deluxe. With your great big beautiful eyes, I'll grease up that griddle and put some gravy on my fries. I'm gonna get off at that truck stop. I'm gonna walk into the restaurant. Well, I don't have to worry. I have a
cheeseburger deluxe.
What I want,
cheeseburger deluxe.
What I need,
cheeseburger deluxe.
About all I can afford right now,
cheeseburger deluxe.
I sure have been working up an appetite
cheeseburger
out there on
deluxe.
The road.
Cheeseburger deluxe.
How about you, honey? It's time you get off.
We're all drinking, smoking, eating cheeseburgers, I suppose. And
you
driving trucks.
And the
driving
diet.
Trucks. The world famous Blue Jays, straight out of Brooklyn, with a passion for country music. And we have it here too on the B-sides with Bolan and Blumberg.
Very nice.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nicely done. Here's a band, we're going back to Nashville. Here's a band, took their name from the phone number from Hee Haw Junior's used cars. Really, he used to show the phone number. It's BR549. Here's, even if, well, wait a second, I'll read it. Even if it's wrong, I have to make sure it's right.
Sometimes I gotta do something, even if it's wrong.